Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The always cool Dr. Carl. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very good Australian accent there. And you know the ship that sank in the Antarctic, the, what was it? The, not Endeavour, the...
We know that it's Ernest Shackleton's ship, but I don't remember the name.
What but it begins with E. Anyway, the question is, why did it sink if it's made of wood?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is that while warships will sink, because on one hand the wood will float, but they've got lots of heavy metal. But right. This ship sank because it was made of a wood more dense than water. It was made of iron bark, which is an incredibly heavy, dense, and very strong wood. And so they had to make it out of iron bark, not regular stuff, because they were taking it into the Antarctic, and the regular ship would have squashed in the ice earlier. And so it managed to survive being squashed and then all the way down into the ocean depths.
And one of our listeners saying it's the Endurance.
The Endurance.
Yes.
Anyway, that's why it wasn't crushed. And also why it sank and looks like it's one piece. It's a beautiful photograph of it.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. I'm just on a page nine. I've got a question one of our listeners sent earlier. They said, oh, good morning. A question for Dr. Carl. Why can't you eat grapefruit with some of your prescription medications?
Ah, it turns out that grapefruit has chemicals in it which active against some of the chemicals in a few, not many, of the medications. Most medications are perfectly safe. There is a small list of medications that are specifically contraindicated with grapefruit. So you can't automatically assume that just because it is natural, that it's perfectly safe. After all, in Australia, the funnel web spider is perfectly natural, but it will kill you. And in Africa, the lion is perfectly natural, and we'll just leave it right there.
Absolutely. Very, very interesting. Is it true that lockdown drops the death rate by only 0.2%? In other words, 1 in 500?
No, this is a lie that has been put out by people involved with climate denialism. And why there is this link, why you have to deny the science of climate change and then also deny that lockdowns work, I don't know. So it was a study that came not from three doctors at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, but from three economists at the Johns Hopkins Krieger School of Arts and Science. And they looked at a whole bunch of papers thinking, well, let's have a look at all the papers involved in looking at what the effects of lockdown are. And they rejected every single one of the many hundreds of medical papers, except for one, which they kept. And they relied only on papers by economists. And then when they looked at the paper by the medical scientists, they rejected their conclusion and said they did the statistics wrong and they invented their own statistics. And they even did a dirty trick of what they define as a lockdown. So a lockdown is normally the full wearing of masks on public transport, and you can't leave your house except to get emergency supplies. Mm. Whereas they defined lockdown of just compulsory non-pharmaceutical, non-drug intervention, which basically means vaccines and medications. And in Australia, we are still in lockdown because under that definition, if you have to isolate, if you have active COVID, that counts as a compulsory non-pharmaceutical intervention. And so by ignoring most of the science and coming up with a very special definition of lockdown, they managed to show that lockdowns only save one life in every 500, where, of course, they're far more effective than that. And unfortunately, you can't do lockdowns for long because they're bad for the economy and people's sanity. But luckily, we got the vaccines really quickly. So we were able to finish with the lockdowns fairly quickly.
What is the situation in Australia now in terms of COVID regulations?
We have a large percentage of the population single vaccinated, double vaccinated, and even triple vaccinated. And we're about to head into quadruple vaccinated.
Wow. Right.
Then on top of that, we have dropped compulsory mask wearing in most situations. And we're thinking of bringing it back in situations where people are close, because yesterday we had 30,000 cases of COVID in all of Australia out of a population of 25 million, which means roughly one in every thousand. And if COVID were perfectly benign, you wouldn't worry about it. But COVID, if it doesn't kill you, which it's got a 1% chance of doing if you're not vaccinated, you still have a vastly increased risk of brain damage and heart disease and long COVID afterwards. So sure, you will probably skate through okay. I was very lucky. I had a very mild dose of COVID, and I'm looking out for the brain damage that might happen. And if it does, I'm just stuck with that, but I don't have long COVID. So trying to get my immunity by getting vaccinated, not by getting COVID.
Well, absolutely. I'm the same. I've been triple vaccinated and had COVID, but I had Omicron after I already had two vaccines, and it was Omicron. So it made the world of difference, thankfully. And as long as we can just get people vaccinated, I think that is most definitely the answer to many of our issues. Do you have vaccine reluctance or hesitancy in Australia as well?
We have much of it around the world, and it's basically pushed by the social media, which is Google, Facebook, and a little bit of Amazon. And the reason behind it is that whenever you click on a homepage, so suppose Howard is now looking to buy some sheets for your bed, mm-hmm. or maybe some sandals. And when you click on a homepage, each time you click, all of your details, about 3 to 14 gigabytes, auctioned off to about 100 major advertisers around the world, and then they will pay between 1 and 5 cents for the privilege of being allowed to show you the 20 or so advertisements on the next homepage you go to. And that is driving all of this fake news, because from the point of view of Google and Facebook, they don't care whether about the person selling you the sheets, and they don't care about you. Their client is the advertiser, and the more that there are clicks, the more they make money. And so in a case of Facebook, in the last quarter of 2018, out of a total income of about $17.8 billion, they made $17.3 billion from advertising, and about double that for Google. And if you see a homepage that says, hey, scientists, guess what? The rest of the world is round, but Africa is flat. And you think, what on earth are they saying? And you think that's rubbish, but you still click on it. You have generated 1 to 5 cents of income for the advertiser, and Google is happy because they've got the advertising income.
Unbelievable. That is really, really frightening. And that, I guess, is why these things, why these agendas are driven. The heaviest drinkers in the animal kingdom, who are they?
Well, it's not the elephant, which is one of the heaviest animals, mm-hmm. but it's one of the tiniest animals, the hamster.
What?
Now, in the case of a human like you and me, uh-huh. if we drink some alcohol and it goes into our bloodstream, firstly, it goes to the liver, and then the liver starts destroying the alcohol. Now, elephants, they do not have this enzyme, so they get drunk very quickly, very easily, whereas hamsters have huge amounts of this enzyme called alcohol dehydrogenase, and you can give them the equivalent of 1.5 liters per day in terms of body weight of pure alcohol. So that's the equivalent of, say, 3.5 liters of vodka for a human. You can give them that much. And it doesn't bother them one bit. They had to invent a special scale to see how drunk hamsters behaved. And they did it from 1 to 4. And 1 was not wobbling at all. And 4 was falling on their side and they can't stand up. And giving them 3.5 liters equivalent of vodka per day, they never got above 1.5. They might have wobbled a little bit, because they got really strong alcohol dehydrogenase. So hamsters are the king of the alcohol kingdom in terms of getting rid of alcohol.
We'll never look at a hamster the same way again. Dr. Carl, thank you as always. It's just gone 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.